Hi guys, and welcome back to the BCS podcast. I'm Desmond.
I'm Aisha.
And I'm Ethan.
Guys, we're back from Christmas. How was your breaks, and what did you get up to?
My break was good. I broke a few things. I broke into the songwriting world.
That wasn't funny, Ethan.
I thought that was pretty good.
So that's all you got up to?
And am I even allowed to plug myself, am I?
No. This is a
Ethan, as of right now, we do not have time for that.
What did you get up to anyways, Aisha?
Spent time with family. You know, we were just together for the Christmas break. I didn't really get too much extracurricular activities, but no, it was nice.
Extracurricular.
Jeez, she's really going out here with these language. Fancy words.
2023.
I think someone was studying the dictionary over Christmas.
Honestly.
Had to be brumped for the new year.
That's all good.
And Desmond, what about you? You get up and down?
A bit of football, you know, just a bit of sleep, a lot of sleeping, just, you know, a bit of football, maybe two,
resting
up. Yeah, resting up, that's the best way.
Yeah, so you know, you'd spend like 2 days in bed, half a day running, back to bed for the rest of the week, that kind of way?
No, I don't really spend half a day running, not gonna
lie. Yeah, that's, you can imagine Desmond running for like 6 hours.
Yeah, literally, where am I running to?
So Ethan, what is our new year schedule looking like for this year?
Well, here in TY, we have a very fun-filled calendar, I think. On the 9th of January... Oh, sugar, that's gone. Never mind. On the 30th of January, we have a Bowron workshop.
Ooh!
Okay.
Very fancy. It's actually TBC, so it's to be confirmed. So,
oh.
But it's there. It's there somewhere. The next big thing we have is the midterm break, which, I mean, you know, that's just...
It's just casual, yeah.
But then, on the 23rd of February, we have the RSA workshop.
Whoop,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, learn how to drive.
Bit of fun, yeah, Driving school, yeah.
Now in March.
Okay.
Oh,
probably the
is.
Biggest thing in March. St. Patrick's Day. Very big thing for us. Here, I'd say we might get to make, I was about to say make some St. Bridget's crosses, but
that's the wrong holiday.
What, do you make anything for St. Patrick's Day?
Snakes.
Okay.
No.
That's not
a thing. But then, now, 4 days after St. Patrick's Day, and I think this could be new to TY, but we have a barista workshop.
Are we going to a coffee shop?
Are we just going to, like, smell coffee or
I'm
something?
Pretty sure it's just, you know, you get trained in making coffees and, like, that kind of field.
Is that what you do? We go...
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is.
Do
unless
we get
you
to
gets,
do any
like,
coffee tasting?
I'd say so, because, I mean, if you're making the coffee, you
do
might
you like
taste
coffee?
It.
Do you
like
coffee, though?
Do you know what? I love the smell of coffee, but I could not stand drinking it.
I love coffee.
No.
I drink coffee, but mine would be like one quarter of coffee, the rest of it filled with milk and sugar. Like, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I'd honestly be awake all day and wouldn't be able to, well, I'd be awake all day anyway. I'd honestly be awake all night if I drank coffee.
Now, reflecting on the New Year's anyways, I'm pretty sure a lot of us do have some aspirations, some goals we want to achieve. Speaking of which, what are
where
your
are
New
these
resolutions?
Fancy words coming from?
I don't know.
Aspiration.
It's just a meme.
guys, actually, do you have any New Year's resolutions at the moment?
Yes, actually, one New Year's resolution I have is to bring out an album this year.
Oh yeah?
Can I please plug myself?
No,
absolutely not. Ethan, we do not have time for this at this given time.
Aisha, what about you?
For me, mine personally would be to learn how to play the electric guitar. I don't know. Recently, I've been just so into, like, you know, the vibes, the look. So that would definitely be one thing. So. That would be my New Year's resolution.
That's lovely, guys. That's lovely.
And now our special guest who we're joined by in studio. Adam, do you have any New Year's resolution for us?
Hit us.
Well, having pretended to play electric guitar in many photos posted online, it would be nice to maybe learn an instrument, but I just think right now with fifth year coming up, that's, you know, I don't have a lot of time to sit down and kind of focus on music as much as I'd like to. So instead of that, I've kind of just been, you know, since I'm in fifth year and I got tests coming up, I decided to sit down and really focus on filmmaking instead.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of amateur filmmaking, just sort of.
If you're about to let him plug.
Yeah, so Adam, what's your
anyways, yeah. Okay, moving on to the mocks really quickly.
No, Desmond, your New Year's resolution.
What am I? I know, I guess I just want to really get through TY, you know, have a bit of fun with all the workshops. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we have the ball, we have the graduation, and then obviously after TY, I'll have a bit of football, you know.
Okay, Desmond.
Now, you're just going
back
into your actual...
So I can't plug myself.
No. Let me plug myself.
So I can't... Okay.
But guys, now we got our Media Society team to go around to students and staff in our school and find out what their New Year's resolutions are.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited.
So I'm here joined by our principal, Mr. McDonough. Sir, do you have any resolutions this year?
Well, I suppose like every year, we're always trying to get a little bit healthier, a little bit fitter, and that's my resolution for this year.
And they're very wise words.
Adam Walsh reporting for the BCS podcast here with Jason Lyons. Jason, what are your New Year's resolutions for 2023?
I don't know. Just
all right. And Chloe, what are your New Year's resolutions for 2023?
To study more because skill is important, guys. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You heard it here first.
Killian Caulfield, what's your New Year's resolution for this year?
To get better at football.
Fionn Conlon, what's your New Year's resolution this year?
To do good in school.
Okay, I'm here joined by my basketball coach, Mr. Waters. So, sir, do you have any resolutions?
A couple of things now I want to kind of improve on, but one of them, I suppose, would be reading more. Oftentimes we can let our hobbies slip when we're so busy, so that's my New Year's resolution, to read a bit more.
So I'm here joined by our year head, Miss Kane. So, Miss, do you have any New Year's resolution?
I don't normally make New Year's resolutions, but I think this year I've decided I'm going to try and drink a little bit more water a day. I find it hard to hit the old, you know, target of 6 or 8 glasses a day. So that's mine.
Lovely.
I'm Desmond. I'm here with Jason Burr. Jason, what are your New Year's resolutions for 2023?
My New Year's resolutions for 2023 is to get on well, pass TY, and do well for my two clubs, Michael Gladby's and Clun Fad United. Up the Fad.
So I'm here joined by Mr. Mitchell. Sir, do you have any resolution for 2023?
I intend to run a 10-kilometre race in Limerick, barring if I don't, you know, collapse in the meantime. But that's my plan tonight.
Well, geez Louise, guys. That was pretty serious.
Anyways, thanks for that. And back to the mocks coming up in February for our 3rd and 6th year students.
Anyways, we do wish all our students the best of luck with their exams.
But the most important thing here, do we have any study skills?
Studies, Aisha, you had a really good one earlier, actually. Ethan, you haven't heard this. I think it's actually really good. The running one you were telling me about earlier. Go on.
Okay, so here, this is what I did for 3rd year, because I have such a bad attention span. And one thing I did during the junior cert was that I'd study for like 20 minutes and then I'd take a break. But my break would kind of consist of like going outside or like, you know, maybe going to town. And then when I'd come back, I'd like write down, like I'd jot down everything I remembered. And then I'd go back to my books and I'd just fill in the gaps of what
I did. So basically, by the time she's done that like 2-3 times, she has everything she needs. That's amazing.
But she'd also be out of breath.
Yeah, I'd be out of breath.
You'd also be dripping and sweat all over your page.
Smelling of food from cooking, every single thing. So I did kind of get my daily routine in there as well.
But that's to be fair, when you think about it, she's getting smarter and she's getting fitter. All in the one. If you get to go outside, she can maybe go for a run, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
3rd year, 6th year, listen. I'm telling you.
Take notes on this.
Take notes, guys. Anyways. Anyone else in the studio? Because a certain man looking at me right now, he looks like he has a lot of study skills to share with us.
I'm going to guess you're talking about me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as Adam Walsh, who is actually a 5th year student right now, unlike you, lucky ducks who get to sit back in TY learning about how to make coffee and such other great activities.
But we're hard at work.
I wouldn't take that.
I needed that Christmas break to chill for a while.
Yeah, okay. Well, I need that.
Too much.
You know what I do? Because I was studying in my room an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours every day.
Yeah, but what are your methods exactly?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, Desmond. My main method when I'm studying is I feel like people kind of underestimate how important the school book questions are, the questions in your book. Because I find sometimes sitting down sitting down and just reading over the book can get tedious. And sometimes you just sit there and you're reading it. And if it isn't something interesting, if you're doing a topic that's not interesting, like geography, I'm sorry, my geography people, it's just not an interesting subject. You know, if you're sitting there and you're reading that, it's just going to go over your head and you're not going to be super interested. I'm kidding. I love geography. But if you're doing questions and you're actually doing the work and you're writing it down, you get muscle memory and it's a lot easier to remember than just sitting there and reading and doing nothing. Desmond, you're beautiful. You take up back the podcast.
Thanks for that, Adam.
That was a well-needed input.
I'll
be honest, if you guys need any other study skills, then you guys...
You know the man.
Yeah, like,
you know the
man.
Never mind that study clicks or whatever it's called. You don't need any of that.
Yeah, let's be realistic. Anyways, on to the TY debating workshop.
Personally, my favourite topic from this year. Don't know about yourselves.
The debating workshop.
Yeah.
Where we sat in a classroom for 2 hours.
Absolutely. I mean, if it means I get to go to Brussels as a winner, I take that.
Go to Brussels.
I should just like to argue with people.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. In total, the whole thing, like when you look at it, you get a day to go up to Dublin. We're also going to Galway, hopefully. And if you win, you get to go to Brussels.
Wow. Amazing.
That is really
something.
That's
an amazing end goal.
Can you imagine all the up-and-coming students in Brussels? I call them the Brussels Sprouts.
Okay. Okay, Adam.
Okay. Well, guys, we never heard that joke, okay? Listen, we're going back to the debating workshop. Get away from that. Get away.
Okay, so personally for me, debating and journalism, that whole field has never been something I've been really interested in. But I remember Miss Mulroy did talk to me. It's like, hey, give it a go. And so I sat the class anyways. And although there was like some parts that were just like, okay, sorry, we have a zombie at the side of the room. But
I'm falling asleep. Debating, really?
Listen, okay. This could change lives. Okay, so apart from that.
That's debatable.
Get it?
Thanks for watching. Okay, sorry, Aisha, you can finish your point there.
Thank you. Anyways, aside from that, it was just nice to get the experience. You know, there were, like, obviously I am new to the field, so I don't know what anything was going on, but I do think, like, it would be something interesting to take up for going forward, so.
I get you. Okay, it's valid now. No, I'm not falling asleep.
Yeah, but, okay. Like, what can you get out of it, Adam?
Well, one thing when I did the TY debating last year was, after we did the actual online Zoom debate with other schools from all around the country, sadly, we did not come first, but we were in the top 100. But one of the things about it was that we actually got to go on Midwest Radio, myself and a fellow student, and we did a live interview for the world to hear. You can still find it on Facebook if maybe you're interested in my younger days. But it was very helpful. We got to learn a lot about debating, and it was a very helpful workshop that actually led to a lot of different places. So I would say anyone who's interested in it, and it's good to hear, you know, Aisha, that it wasn't something, that wasn't a field you really wanted to explore before, so I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, I mean, there are some very good words there from you, Adam, and I'm sure it's a reason why everyone there should consider doing it. But now the last topic we have to talk about today, and I feel like it could actually be the biggest topic of our podcast.
A blue whale.
No, not of the podcast. Now, even though we will be having a whale of a time talking about it, but Desmond, will you please take us away?
You do need to stop. Good share jokes, man.
The dad jokes are in this podcast.
Yeah, it is really sad. Obviously, you know, Dermot has left. He's retired. But we do have a new caretaker, Michael O'Shaughnessy. He's replaced him. And personally, I'm really excited for him because he's just a great guy.
Yeah, I've seen him in the hallways here and there, and like he just seems like such a bubbly character. Honestly, I had a conversation with him actually. You know, really did remove the pressure from TY off my hands. But no, I wish him the best of luck as he continues in our school.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big boost to Phil after Dermot, but I'm sure he'll be able to do it. I'm sure it'll be no problem to him.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. We hope you all enjoyed. It was fun filming back again after the new year. Ethan, do you have anything to say?
No, not really. I guess just it's a goodbye from all of us here in BCS, and sure, we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.